As we heard earlier, Africa needs international help to overcome many of the challenges it faces today. And many good people have come to the aid of Africans, helping them to help themselves through development programs, education, and health. As one of the leading health providers on the African continent, the Catholic Church is present in a myriad of hospitals, clinics, and medical facilities, thanks to religious orders such as the Hospitaller Order of St. John of God. Prior General of the Order, Donatus Forcan, tells Lydia O'Kane about the positive impact many of their institutions have had in Africa, beginning with their health facilities, most of which offer 250 beds each.
Each of them would have over 400 patients. So there's people on the floor because they've walked for miles. They come from other countries.
With various different illnesses.
Because of general hospital, malaria, what have you. I met a young mother and her daughter. Her daughter's about 15. This was in Togo. They had come from Nigeria to Togo because they had, there was a good hospital there. And I said, well, you've come a long way. Was it worth it? Oh, worth every mile. My daughter, she had the surgery and she's fine. She had a big smile on her face. But of course it means the hospitals are crowded and trying to keep them resourced financially, try to raise the level of care through education of the co-workers and the brothers. That's always a great challenge. And, you know, we say, well, you could open another hospital, but this, the same thing is going to happen. Of course, resources are limited. And the great concern now is that our benefactors, even though our experiences, no matter how difficult life becomes, a human being, I mean a family member, whoever, the charity they're supporting will be the last thing to go, and they don't want, most don't, so that usually the whatever donations come in, they keep coming. Even in the most, in Ireland we have a lot of fundraising, and during the hardest times, but our fundraising always kept an increase. Because people wanted, they felt, well, this is the last straw. As a human being, I want to help others. And if I have to stop this helping this charity, then it's like giving up on life. And they don't do that. And it's in our Irish culture not to do that anyway. And the same elsewhere, that people continue to support the charity. Whatever support they're given is pooled, and somebody at the other side of the world is getting the help they need. Preventing people from dying or getting surgery, getting what they need. I'm quite confident that even through this present crisis that the people will continue to support us.
It is difficult, though, isn't it, in times like these when people talk about recession.
And true.
Healthcare is such an important service.
It's only when you go to the developing countries and you see. I was visiting one of the hospitals, there was this baby. And the baby must be about maybe a year. But it looked about 6 months because it was undernourished, but looked reasonably healthy. And I put out my finger, and the baby grabbed my finger. And the doctor was showing me around. He said, when that child came in, he couldn't hold anything. He was so emaciated, he was so weak, that you were afraid to touch him because that he might just fall apart, sort of collapse. And now he was a beautiful little baby, and as I said, grasped a hold of my hand. And I was afterwards talking to the co-workers and the brothers, and I was saying, well, you know, that's what it's all about. That's our mission. You know, it's life-giving. And so we have to keep on going, developing, expanding, improving our skills, learning more, trying to find resources, educating people to come earlier, having dispensaries in the villages so that people don't have to walk for hours. You know, this is the direction we have to look towards.
Education is vital, isn't it?
It's critical. It's absolutely critical in all of our hospitals. Naturally, we have education for the parent, for the mother. Usually, the mother. It should be parents, but well, dad hopefully is working somewhere else. So, educating the mother how to in preparing food. We have all preventative medicine, clean water, a proper diet, and so far. And it doesn't. It's oftentimes lack of know-how. The materials out there, but so they teach them how to do that, and it is very effective. It's always difficult to quantify because when people get well, they don't come back. And that's great. But it's an ongoing program that we have in all of our centres and services. And the Irish Province has a model service in Malawi, which is incredible. It's a fantastic service. I feel very proud of it because I was associated with it from the beginning in helping to get going. But now it's an incredible service. It's a community-based mental health service. They have now built, they have a college, as you say, education is critical. So they have a college of mental health sciences where they teach for psychiatric nurses as a postgraduate course, for psychologists, for clinical officers in the area of mental health. That's only one part of the program, as well as the usual psychiatric program. Then they have a program for street children. There's no street children in Mizzou, so probably because immediately they're picked up and they're got even back into the family. They have a program going for them in the meantime, getting them education because they have dropped out of school. They're behind, so when they go back, they have special classes for them. When I was there, it was a young man from Dublin, from St. Andrews in Westland Row. And he was, himself and his wife were there. She was a physiotherapist and he was a teacher at the Christian Brothers School there. And he was doing a fantastic job. He was out for a year and a half, running this program. And he had twinned this special class with St. Andrews in Westland Row. And they were exchanging paintings and all that type of thing. And then there was another group there who were doing taught traditional dancing, because the Africans love to dance. They're so good that the visitor from Dublin, that he was planning on bringing them to Dublin for the International Cultural Centre, and I'm sure that will be realised someday. So there's wonderful things, and then there's a one for growing a Food for Life programme, where you know we get terrible droughts in Africa, and particularly in that part. So the co-workers in Ireland started A Day for Africa, and out of that they pay one day of their salaries for Africa. So from that one day and a few other events, they raised €250,000, and that's set up a program for this, for growing maize, teach the people locally how to grow maize. We employed agricultural instruction and set up a system that it becomes self-financing. So that it doesn't have to put in money every year. Self-financing. Now they have 1,000 families. Can you imagine? 1,000 families, their family having 5 or 6 members. And that's self-financing. And they're selling food. They're producing enough for the family. They're able to sell to buy books and stuff for the children. And they're able to save a little money, as well as pay back the loans. It's no handouts. You earn, you work. And of course, people are delighted to work. What makes work terrible is when there's nothing, is for nothing. So this, and that has been copied in Sierra Leone. One of the brothers came and saw it, and it's supported by the fundraising one. But he has 700 families in Sierra Leone, and they're developing other aspects of it. That's what we're about, and really just generally that's our call, to be at the cutting edge. And to, because there's good people there, there's wonderful people, and all they're waiting for us to be asked to show how they can help.
Prior General of the Hospitaller Order of St. John of God, Donatus Forcan.